For this Monday, April 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Posey County Health Department is getting ready to launch its annual mosquito control program. Officials say spraying efforts will begin soon as part of a seasonal push to reduce mosquito populations and limit the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses across the community. As crews prepare to start, the department is asking for help from local beekeepers. Health officials say they will work to avoid spraying near known beehive locations, but they need accurate information to do that effectively. Residents who keep bees are encouraged to contact the health department with their address and any specific concerns. That information will allow staff to adjust spraying routes and better protect pollinators during the process. Beekeepers can call 812-838-1328 to share details or speak directly with departmental personnel. Health officials stress that cooperation from the community is essential to balancing public health needs with environmental protection. The mosquito spraying program is a routine seasonal effort designed to keep residents safe while minimizing its impact on local ecosystems. MSD of North Posey has announced an achievement from North Elementary and South Terra schools. They recognize both schools for achieving an outstanding milestone of earning a 95% or higher proficiency rate on the 2025 iRead assessment. They say this remarkable accomplishment reflects more than strong test scores. It represents a shared commitment to literacy, a culture of high expectations, and the power of a community working together towards student success. The United Way of Posey County has announced that applications are now being accepted for the Elizabeth D. Beyer Youth Spirit Award for 2026. The award, in the amount of $1,000, is given annually to a high school junior who resides in Posey County and who is involved in community activities in Posey County. This award was created in September 2007. In honor of Elizabeth D. Beyer's 25th anniversary as Executive Director of the United Way of Posey County. Funding for the award is obtained entirely through private donations. An applicant for the award must be a Posey County resident, but may attend high school in Posey, Gibson, or Vanderbilt counties, or may also be homeschooled. Applicants for this year's award must currently be in their junior year in high school and a member of the graduating class of 2027. Applications for the award have been mailed to schools, churches, clubs, and civic organizations. The application is also available on the United Way website at unitedwayposeycounty.org. Over the weekend in local high school sports, North Posey baseball won on Saturday at home versus Perry Central 2-0. The Vikings have won three straight games and are 4-2 overall. Mount Vernon softball crushed Washington at home on Saturday 20-1. Wildcat softball is undefeated in the season with a 6-0 record. They play at North Posey tonight at 5 o'clock. North Posey softball was busy this past Friday and Saturday with three games. The Vikings won on Friday versus Monrovia 20-10. They lost both of their games on Saturday falling to Fishers 10-0 and North 5-4. North Posey softball is 5-5 on the year. And again, North Posey and Mount Vernon play tonight at North Posey at 5 o'clock. From local college baseball over the weekend, USI baseball was swept in a three-game series at Eastern Illinois. The Screaming Eagles lost 13-3 on Friday, 3-1 on Saturday, and 9-6 on Sunday. USI has lost four straight games. They are 20-17 overall and 4-8 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Evansville baseball could not complete a three-game sweep yesterday at home versus the Southern Illinois Salukis, but still won the series by taking 2-3. The Purple Aces won 6-5 in 10 innings on Friday, won 7-3 on Saturday, and got thumped 16-3 yesterday. UE is 13-20 on the season and 6-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference, which has them tied with Indiana State for first place. Major League Baseball on Sunday saw the St. Louis Cardinals lose the finale of their series at home to the Boston Red Sox 9-3. Boston won 2-3 in the series. Cardinals outfielder Jordan Walker drilled his team-leading seventh home run in the loss. St. Louis is 8-7, and they begin a three-game series at home tonight with the Cleveland Guardians at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs rallied to avoid a sweep by the Pittsburgh Pirates in Chicago 7-6. The Cubs trailed 6-3 in the seventh inning but scored four runs over the final three innings to get the win. Carson Kelly had the walk-off hit for Chicago in the ninth inning. The Cubs improved to 7-8 and start a series at the Philadelphia Phillies this evening at 5:40. The Cincinnati Reds lost the rubber game of their three-game series at home versus the Los Angeles Angels 9-6. The Reds slipped to 9-7 and have today off. Cincinnati gets a series underway tomorrow night at home versus San Francisco Giants. The Chicago White Sox were able to hang on in Kansas City for a 6-5 win over the Royals. They split the four-game series. The White Sox are 6-10, and after an off day today, open a series at home versus the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday night. From the NBA on Sunday, it was the final day of the regular season. In Indianapolis, the Indiana Pacers ended their difficult season with a 133-121 loss to the Detroit Pistons. Obi Toppin and Quentin Jackson each scored 21 points for Indiana in the loss. The Pacers' injury-riddled season ends at 19-63, which is the worst record in franchise history. They have the highest odds, which is 14%, of landing the number one overall pick in the June NBA draft and a 52.2% chance of having a top four pick. The NBA draft lottery is on May 10th. That's news and sports for this Monday, April 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Monday.